I'm Andrew James Soyez with JIS Evening News for Thursday, June 7. Coming up, government focused on fiscal certainty, public-private sector pharmacy program expanded, and parallel operations underway at air traffic control centers. The details after the break.
Effective Monday, June 11, customers wishing to obtain citizenship and immigration services will no longer do so at PICA's head office on Constant Spring Road. Instead, customers will be required to visit PICA's offices at 8 Waterloo Road for these services, including unconditional landing and extension of stay. Passport services will still be available at PICA's head office on Constant Spring Road. PICA's citizenship and immigration teams look forward to serving our customers at our new location. Our telephone number remains 876-754-7422.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government intends to take fiscal responsibility to the next level by focusing on fiscal certainty. He says the government intends to maintain its stance of not implementing any new taxes as one way of ensuring that investors and the general public have a long-term view of public financing.
I want to say to the investing public that the environment in which you are likely to place your resources and take risks is one in which you will have certainty. In other words, you can plan because you will be able to know what the government is likely to do. And the truth is that we are at that position where by properly managing our finances, that government is unlikely to be imposing any new taxes.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking to potential investors at a business lunch on Thursday, hosted by Jampro at the Fairmont Royal York Hotel in Toronto, Canada. He also reiterated that work is being done to stop leakages in government revenue and ensure higher levels of tax compliance. The Jamaica Civil Aviation Authority, JCAA, has begun parallel operations at the newly renovated Kingston Air Traffic Control Center, KATCC, and an interim facility that has been in use since last September. This is being done with a view to fully transition air traffic operations to the upgraded KATCC facility. JCAA Director General Nari Williams-Singh says operations had to be relocated to the interim facility following last September's lightning strike at the KATCC. The Kingston Air Traffic Control Center KATCC's renovations are part of an ongoing modernization program for the country's air navigation services infrastructure. The KATCC provides overflight services for airplanes traversing the country's airspace without landing. The number of entities participating in the government's public-private sector pharmacy program is to increase from 17 to 52. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says 35 new pharmacies are to be added to the program based on the positive results of the initial rollout. Under the program, prescriptions issued at public health facilities may be filled at private pharmacies as part of efforts to reduce client waiting times.
We will have a network of outlets to distribute drugs thanks to the NHF and the team that have worked on this. No more will patients have to wait for medication. If they can't get it at the hospital, they could go to a private pharmacy.
Minister Tufton was making his contribution to the recent sectoral debate presentations. Pharmacies currently operating under the program are located in Kingston, Clarendon, and St. James. And the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is partnering with the School of Education at the University of the West Indies, UWI, to award 200 scholarships to individuals interested in pursuing training in teacher education. The scholarships, valued at a cost of $300,000, will cover tuition, housing, books, and other critical amenities. Lecturer and Business Development Coordinator at the UWI, Dr. Knute Thompson, says there are two scholarship categories on offer, a 66-credit program and a 90-credit program.
I just want to emphasize that it's for math, sciences, English language, and geography. And it's for people who are currently teaching in those areas but do not have the requisite bachelor's degree. The other program is a 90-credit program, which provides opportunities for youngsters fresh out of high school who wish to serve their country and develop their competences by entering the teaching profession.
Dr. Thompson was speaking at a JIS think tank session on Wednesday. For more information, persons may contact the Ministry of Education at 876-922-1400. That was JIS News. I'm Anjoey James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.